Track 10. Now to Six Norfolk Reads. Find everything from Einstein to the joy of our country churches in these fascinating new Norfolk books.
Norfolk's medieval churches are rightly world famous. And a beautiful new book by writer and photographer Andrew Swift reveals why each one is such a treasure. He takes 125 rural Norfolk churches and devotes a double-page spread to each. From Anmer to Yelverton, alphabetically, and right across the county geographically, Andrew introduces the historic and architectural features which make each church uniquely wonderful. Every entry begins with an exceptionally good photograph of the outside of the church, and the facing page is packed with pictures of some of the key features of that church. Wonderful fonts or angel roofs, round towers, stained glass, painted rood screens, fonts and memorials, carvings and statues. In between, Andrew's descriptions are evocative and knowledgeable, both atmospheric and full of fascinating facts. This is Andrew's third and final book featuring Norfolk's rural churches and is introduced by the Bishop of Norwich. Almost all the churches are still in use, at least occasionally. Some date back to Saxon times, most are medieval, all are striking and precious. This is a book to treasure, or to give to anyone with an interest in churches or Norfolk. 125 Norfolk Churches of Village and Countryside, a final selection by Andrew Swift. Biddle's Books.
Einstein in Norfolk. The most famous scientist in the world spent 3 weeks hidden in Norfolk, a refugee en route from Nazi Germany to America. The full story of Einstein's 1933 stay in a hut at Roughton near Cromer is told in a fascinating new book by Norwich writer and historian Stuart McLaren. He's been intrigued by the story of Einstein's visit to Norfolk since childhood, when an uncle told him he had seen Einstein in Roughton. His stay was a baffling mix of secrecy and publicity, said Stuart. Einstein was brought to Norfolk by Oliver Locker Lampson of Cromer, and the book is as much an exploration of the colourful life of this conservative MP as it is about the most world-famous refugee friend. Locker Lampson developed and led a squadron of armoured cars during the First World War and attempted to spirit the Tsar out of Russia. Initially virulently anti-communist, Locker Lampson founded a fascist-style organisation, the Blue Shirts. But by 1933, he had redirected his considerable energy and resources to fighting fascism. It led him to helping Einstein and many more Jewish refugees, and to those remarkable 3 weeks in Roughton, explored in a highly researched and readable book. Saving Einstein, When Norfolk Hid a Genius, The Double Life of Oliver Locker Lampson, by Stuart McLaren, is from Poppyland Publishing.
Using the Norfolk redolent pen name D.W. Haggard, Nigel Cushion has written 6 short stories set in the county. He describes the collection as suspense, thriller, horror. Locations include Cromer, Sheringham, Blakeney, Norwich, Hickling Broad, Holcombe, Wells and Clay. The first story, The Tidal Bride, set in and around Blakeney, features ancient burial mounds and a criminal couple from London, plus a particular terror as the night tide turns. A detective hunts a serial killer from Norwich to the North Norfolk coast in the Vortex, and when a physicist and advertising executive meet a comedian, in The Comedian, the outcome is more terrifying than comic. One story is set in Norwich Prison as a man waits to be hanged, and another focuses on Cromer and a priest who finds his immortal soul at risk. Each story deals with a hidden truth, sometimes hiding in plain sight, and the nature of evil, how it exists, how it is sustained, said Nigel. The Tidal Brides by D.W. Haggard, Woodbury Books.
Seeking Asylum. Well, this is not necessarily the merriest of Christmas gifts, but Manifestations of Madness, Women's Voices from the Norfolk County Lunatic Asylum by Julie Jakeway is a fascinating insight into the mental health of Victorian women. In 21 case studies, the author explores the lives of women treated at the asylum, which was opened in 1814 in Thorpe St Andrew, near Norwich, as Norfolk Lunatic Asylum and eventually became St Andrew's Hospital. Many of the women were laid low by the effects of poverty and hunger rather than what might today be seen as mental illness. Sometimes all they needed was adequate food and rest. There are also cases of what we would today recognise as postnatal depression. Even breastfeeding was believed to cause mental health problems, although these were more likely to have been the result of exhaustion. Other women were admitted for hysteria or the menopause. Manifestations of Madness, Women's Voices from the Norfolk County Lunatic Asylum by Julie Jakeway is from Popperland Publishing.
For centuries, King's Lynn, Bishop's Lynn before 1537, was one of England's most important port towns. Its grand status is revealed in some remarkable architecture: the medieval guildhalls, gates and churches, the stately squares and river frontage. But the heritage which remains hides what has been lost, which is what Lynn, born and bred historian, author and former mayor, focuses on in Lost King's Lynn. In the 1960s, Lynn was designated a London overspill town, and part of its historic heart was redeveloped. This is a photographic history of the places which are no longer there. Paul, who is also a Lynn town guide, includes some pictures of Christmas shopping more than a century ago: the King's Lynn Shipbuilding Yard, the complete Trews Yard of 1933, two of the six cottages escaped demolition and are now a museum, the Victorian brick warehouse on Bentinck Dock, replaced by a concrete silo in the 1970s, and the homes of Atto's Yard, where a little supermarket now stands. Lost King's Lynn by Paul Richards, Amberley Publishing.
Epic Childhood. An epic poem turns out to be the perfect way to tell the true story of a 1970s Norfolk childhood. A magnificent memoir of family love and heartbreak by nurse and poet Jessica Streeting is centred on the village of Cawston, where Jessica's father, the Reverend Paul Farnham, is the new rector. The family arrived in their ancient London taxi in 1975, and Jessica's poem melds the day-to-day life of the village and its parish church and people with her own growing up, her adored father's mission, and the history running through every lane, street, farm and family. Her characters are the people of Cawston, and her hero is their rector. And there's comedy and drama until tragedy strikes and the family and village are left bereft. Norfolk publisher Henry Late said, "It's a memoir of Norfolk. It's beautiful, heartbreaking, accessible, funny and uplifting." One of the many people whose life was touched by this inspirational priest was Stephen Fry, and he writes the foreword to a remarkable book. Sea Change by Jessica Streeting is from Propolis